fight over air pollution caused by lawnmowers is being waged on Capitol Hill. Some congressional members are trying to block states from setting stricter pollution limits on small engines. That effort stems from a fight between California and a large Milwaukee-based engine manufacturer. Chuck Quernbach of Wisconsin Public Radio reports.
The Briggs & Stratton Company has been building small engines for nearly a century. The firm now calls itself the world's largest maker of air-cooled gasoline engines for outdoor power equipment. Engines like this one. That's a 6-horsepower Briggs & Stratton Quantum model. It's powering a walk-behind lawnmower at Knitz Hardware Store, just a few backyards from Briggs & Stratton's suburban Milwaukee headquarters. Store manager Randy Belongia says some of his customers buy a mower based entirely on who makes the engine. He says Briggs has loyal customers.
You get a person whose family grew up in Wisconsin and or Milwaukee area. They want to buy locally and their heart's in it.
But for the last 2 decades, such local loyalty hasn't prevented Briggs & Stratton from shipping thousands of jobs out of Milwaukee to lower wage plants in the South or overseas. The company is now threatening to shut down most of its U.S. operations if California goes ahead with proposed new air pollution limits on small engines. Briggs says those limits could require them to add expensive devices like catalytic converters. While some engine makers say they could live with California's restriction, Briggs & Stratton is holding firm, threatening to transfer thousands of jobs to China. Company spokesman George Thompson says it would cost millions more dollars to retool or build a new factory here.
You're talking 50 to 70 million versus 10 to 15. I mean, you know, you don't have to be a mathematic genius to see that one.
The company's threat has mobilized senators who have Briggs & Stratton plants in their states. Missouri Republican Kit Bond says he'll introduce an amendment to an EPA appropriations bill that would stop California and other states from imposing limits that are tougher than the EPA's. Bond says he's getting involved, even though Briggs & Stratton won't guarantee its factory jobs will stay in the U.S. no matter the outcome.
Nobody can guarantee for the long term what will happen. The one thing I can guarantee is I'm going to fight as hard as I can to make sure that no government agency forces the export of these jobs.
Senator Bond's battle against more state restrictions on small engines isn't being embraced by everyone on Capitol Hill. California Senator Dianne Feinstein is fighting the effort alongside some environmental groups. Frank O'Donnell of the Clean Air Trust says in this case, states know best how to limit pollution.
And Congress, because of the Briggs & Stratton lobbying effort, is poised to take away states' rights, to give a private company the right to pollute more and harm breathers in the process.
But engine makers say federal law already trumps state laws regulating some engine sizes. In the last few days, a number of states have raised concerns about limiting their ability to control pollution from small engines. They've also thrown cold water on Briggs & Stratton's financial worries. Now, Congress will possibly take sides in a debate involving states' rights and potentially thousands of coveted manufacturing jobs. For NPR News, I'm Chuck Quernbach in Milwaukee.